On Valentine's Day of 1613, Elizabeth Stuart married Frederick V of Palatine in London. It was an extravagant wedding, and one that was to nearly bankrupt her father, King James I. There were stage plays and music, mock naval battles on the Thames, and fireworks. As Elizabeth made her way to Heidelberg, she was expected to dispense presents as she went. Elizabeth was 16 at the time of her marriage and a much sought-after bride. Her qualities were endlessly praised as the ideal of womanhood at the time. The list of her virtues included modesty, bashfulness, silence, abstinence, and sobriety. But Elizabeth was not dull. She was exceptionally well educated in many subjects, including geography, history, music, and dancing. At the age of 12, she had learned several languages, though she was not taught Latin, as her father said it had the effect of making women more cunning. When she was introduced to Frederick, they got on straight away, and he enjoyed her company and her conversation. Amongst the many presents given to the betrothed couple was a book of music for the keyboard. This book is one of the most important early publications for the English keyboard. The title is rather flowery: Parthenia, or the Maidenhead of the first music that was ever printed for the virginals. Parthenia comes from the Greek word parthenos, meaning maiden, and the term virginals is a generic term which at the time covered the harpsichord, musillar, and virginals. The frontispiece shows an ecstatic young woman with long flowing hair playing a virginal with strange spidery hands. The book is a collection of 21 pieces by well-known composers of the time. There are preludes and several dances which were popular in England, pavans and galliards. They suggest that Elizabeth was skilled at the keyboard. One of the pieces was especially written for the occasion by Orlando Gibbons. It is called The Queen's Command, and it is a set of short variations based on a theme which uses the note E for Elizabeth and F for Frederick. In the preface, it is explained that these neighbouring notes should twine together to make a sweet consonance and to represent the harmony of marriage. Here is The Queen's Command by Orlando Gibbons, played by Alina Rotura on the harpsichord. That was The Queen's Command by Orlando Gibbons, played by Alina Rotura. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.